Verse 5 is very personal now. I feel like we ought to turn our head now and not even read this, because this is very personal. I'm not sure Paul thought at this point that we'd be reading this today. He says, "For when we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus." You see, God used a man to comfort Paul. And you could help some dear saint of God. My friend, when was the last time that you went to your preacher, put your arm around him, that is, if you're a man, put your arm around him and say, "Brother, I've been praying for you. I see you're working pretty hard. And I know you're standing for the things of God, and I just want you to know I'm standing with you." He'd appreciate that. That is, if he's that kind of a preacher. If he's not, then don't do it. But if he is. Now listen to him. "God that comforted those that are cast down, he comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation or comfort wherewith he was comforted in you." You comforted Titus, and Titus comforted me. "When he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more." Somebody came to me the other day, and I was in a church service, and this party came to me and said, "My brother who lives back east," and I call no names or give no places, "he said, you know, he wrote me, and we've been praying for him, and he said, you know, I've been listening to that fellow McGee from California. Hope you can meet him sometime and tell him that I have accepted Christ as my Savior." Now, why that brother didn't write me, I don't know, but he didn't. He wrote to his brother out here, and his brother told me. And I want to say that comforted me. Makes me know this radio program, friends, is something I ought to be doing. Listen to him. "When he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more." My friends, don't mind saying something nice to somebody. Your tongue won't fall out if you say something nice. Now he says, "Though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance." You see, repentance and shedding of tears are not the same thing. They should go together, but they're not the same thing. "For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing."